A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everybody, we're back. I'm Kate, and this snotty bundle of grossness.
Hello. I'm Holly.
Yeah, you're gross.
Yeah, I apologize now. I've got a horrible cold. Mm-hmm. So I may snot on you. It will go through your headphones and
it's
into
this
your
new
ears.
Sensory experience we're trialing.
Yeah.
We've kind of wasted it on snot.
Yeah, we've been inspired by Dave Benson Phillips Gunge exploits of the early noughties.
Yeah, we were brainstorming. We were like, what was great about the 90s?
Yeah.
Gunge? How can we recreate that for our listeners? Mucus.
Yeah, so I infected myself with a virus.
It's such a sacrifice.
Yeah.
But someone has to do it.
But you're worth it.
Yeah.
I'm
Dave Benson Phillips, and I'm the one with, like, the lever.
Yeah.
And you're the gunge.
Yeah, I'm just kind of coughing and phlegming.
Into a giant paddling pool.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a beautiful
I'm, like, thing. On my hands and knees, just like, yeah.
I contribute. I like, spit into it.
Yeah, every now and again.
Good work, Holly.
Yeah. So how have you been? It's been a while since we've been recording. Yeah. We apologise, but you know,
Christmas.
Life gets in the way.
Christmas
and New Year and you move flats.
That's still in the process. It's
yeah,
been, at least a month.
The joys.
The joys I hate of life. Oh god!
I've been working on my dissertation.
Well,
which has
yeah,
been, well...
also sucks.
Yeah.
Everything
it's
sucks.
Not, I quite enjoy it. It's nice.
Oh, fine.
It's the other stuff that gets around it that's annoying.
Like doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Having to see friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Fuck that.
Like,
that's bullshit.
You're my least favourite gunge friend.
I'm desperately trying to write my dissertation, and you come along with your fun.
Tell us what your dissertation's about, Holly.
The title is... so wanky. Magic in the Age of Reason, the Alchemical and Magical Studies of Isaac Newton and Sir Robert Boyle.
Nerd!
Yeah.
I mean, mine was probably just as bad.
Yeah.
Mine had an Italian quote in the title, so...
There we go. Although it's not, it's Isaac Newton and Robert Boyle. I don't use sir for one and then for the other. I don't know why I said Sir Robert Boyle there. Screw you, Robert Boyle.
He's not a sir.
He is.
He is a sir.
But I don't mention it as such in the titles. It's Sir Isaac Newton as well. Isn't
you
it?
Have an entire
or am
chapter
I completely wrong?
On how they're both great because they're sirs.
No, because that's kind of what I'm going against in my thing.
Oh, you're saying they're bad.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that we superimpose our ideas of science onto them.
Oh, you see, that is the thing. Everyone's like, oh, these people basically invented the way we live today. And it's like, no, they figured out how to turn light bulbs on or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that wasn't them, obviously.
Well,
that makes it sound like a two.
Robert Boyle is like seen as like the father of... And I really like reading about Robert... Isaac Newton's a dick, basically. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute dick. But Robert Boyle, he's just like... He believed that ghosts were trying to shag him. At like... So basically...
Did he watch Ghostbusters? And he was like... That's me.
He was like, that's what's going on. Well, he remained a virgin for like his whole life and he made
or
a big deal.
Did he?
Well, he made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And then he was doing this like autobiography. Well, he's not an autobiography. He was talking to his friend who was a bishop about, and his bishop was going to write a biography about him. And so he told him all this stuff like, you know, I think ghosts are trying to shag me, blah, blah, blah. And the bishop was like, right, we're going to leave that out. We're going to just put that to one side and not address that.
That's like if you've got a therapist and you say something like that and they're like, okay, let's talk about your father, shall we? Let's get back onto safe topics. Not that I'm saying I've ever told a therapist that I shag ghosts, because I don't. Or do I?
How do you know?
Oh, this is going to be really horrible. And if any of my family are listening, which you probably are, please just turn away for a second. I went onto Reddit.
Yeah.
And you know some of Reddit's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And I went onto this area where it was like shower thoughts. What? But I think they were, shower thoughts are basically like amazing philosophical things you think in the shower.
Okay.
Some of them are real good. This one was like, imagine if you were having sex with a ghost and someone came in and all they saw was your butthole like opening and closing for no reason.
What? How do they have sex?
In the butt, apparently.
Oh,
like you've got a ghost penis.
Okay.
Into your butt.
Okay, I'm with you now.
But the people who come in can't see the ghost. They can just see your butthole opening.
It would look like it's trying to speak.
Yeah, like a goldfish.
Yeah.
Oh. And they'd be like, ah, wait, like, so no, it's ghosts.
You're warning your parents about that bit, not the sex dungeons things we talked about.
It's too late for that. They've listened to
sex toys.
It.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Exactly.
We've crossed that hurdle. I don't think I've mentioned buttholes gaping before, so you know that's a new thing.
Well, maybe if that's the thing, to be honest, Adela, you know, I was fine
with
everything else, but that is disgusting.
Butt plugs, it's fine. Actual buttholes, no.
So what have you done anything interesting? Have you seen anything interesting?
I watched Wolf of Wall Street, but I've already seen that.
What do you think? I saw it ages ago. I haven't seen it in a while.
I saw it when like it first came out, and I was like, this is long.
Yeah, it is long. I remember sitting in the cinema thinking, and I saw it fairly late, and I didn't go to the cinema until like after midnight.
It's a bit of a mixed film, because like it doesn't really, you kind of expect it to be like, guys, drugs are bad, and fraud is bad, but the whole time it's just going, wee, look how much fun we're having.
Yeah.
So you kind of come out of it being like, what?
What did I learn?
Okay.
Not that you have to learn anything.
Yeah.
I watched another Leonardo DiCaprio film last week. Oops, sorry, I'm just smashing glasses. I went to go see The Revenant.
With the bears.
Well, with one bear and bear cubs.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a Pixar film.
Yeah, the bear dies.
Holly.
Sorry, spoilers.
No, there's no point in going to see it.
It's a really good film.
Is the bear his wife?
No.
Does he love the bear?
No.
Are the bear cubs his bear cubs?
Shit. Well, that changes the whole film.
Oh, see, now I'm imagining, like, Leonardo DiCaprio goes out into the wild, and he's sad about something, I don't know what.
Yeah.
And then he meets a bear, and at first they're like, rah, 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 rah.
Do you think it's like a buddy film?
Yeah, it's like a beautiful rom-com. And then he realises that him and the bear aren't so different. They're both pretty hairy. They're both in the snow.
Yeah.
They're both quite cold. So he goes back, and he snuggles up, and, oh, they kiss. And then, you know, it fast forwards a year, and they've got cubs, but then the bear dies, and you're like, yeah, we found happiness. Am I right?
No.
No?
No.
Not even in the right ballpark.
No.
I can kind of imagine running his fingers through the bear's hair and being like,
that's very sensual, actually.
I love you. I've never met anyone like you. I thought I wasn't into brunettes.
Yeah. But your hair is just so thick.
Yeah.
And so, no, it's really good. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
It's really like, and it's kind of like, oh, God. But again, I don't think, like, I saw a thing and it was like, you know, this is pain porn. And I was like, it's not though, is it? It's just, that's just what they're telling the story, and that's what it is. And I didn't realise it was based, well, partly inspired by a true thing about a guy who actually got mauled by a bear.
Fell in love with a bear.
And then, he didn't love the bear.
I'm going to keep hoping.
You just want to watch Brother Bear. Just watch Brother Bear.
I mean, I haven't seen that.
So you haven't seen Brother Bear?
Is it about a bear that falls in love with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, it doesn't, no.
Then I don't want to see it.
Okay,
I know
enough.
The film I want to see, Holly. And if it ever exists, he will get an Oscar.
Yeah. And like, I know this is like, people have made this joke, but I was watching it and just thinking, my God, this man will go to any lengths to get an Oscar. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, who's he up against?
Oh, God.
Michael Fassbender. I looked this up because I made a dumb video about it.
Yeah.
But now I can't remember.
I don't remember either. But there's a bit, because... It's all done. The shooting schedule was insane. The guy who did it, who's the guy who directed Birdman, I can't remember him off the top of my head, but he insisted on filming everything in chronological order and filming everything in natural light.
Oh,
so they had,
what
like,
a dick.
3 hours. I mean, it looks incredible, but my God, like, imagine being on that crew. And it was in, like, the middle of, like, nowhere in these incredibly harsh conditions. And it's just like, oh...
So, do you want to know who's up for Best Actor?
Let's go for it. Who is it?
So, Oscar season does this thing where the films that are nominated are films that haven't come out in the UK. Because they go, oh, let's rush them for the US. And then, I don't know, they can come out in the UK whenever. I don't care, it's the UK.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen most of these. Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl.
Mm. I want to see that because it's a really interesting story. Mm. But I look at it and it's like, this is one of those things where it's like, oh, look, it's all... so beautiful, and look at him wistfully looking at a dress, and it's like, that's incredibly sanitized and probably doesn't get down to the actual, I don't know,
yeah,
it looks a bit superficial.
He acts well in it, I don't know. Eddie Redmayne tends to always just do the I've got cheekbones face, yeah, and then everyone goes, oh, it's beautiful,
he's got cheekbones,
Christina's cheekbones. Speaking of cheekbones, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs.
I haven't seen it, but I love Michael Fassbender.
Apparently,
he's a bit of a dick, but I really fancy him.
No, he can't be.
He is. Apparently, he's a little bit sexist. Again, this is just what I've heard from someone else, so I may be thinking of the wrong person. I don't want to believe it, but I do love him.
His face.
Yeah.
I had to Google images of his face, because I was trying to get two different images, right?
Okay.
So I tried to get a serious, like, neutral one.
Yeah.
And then I tried to get literally any other emotion.
He doesn't do that.
And it was like, slight smile. No, not different enough. I tried to get him with his mouth open. He doesn't open his mouth.
He doesn't have a mouth.
Like, I don't know how he functions, but yeah, he looks quite convincing as Steve Jobs.
So. I could see that.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston for Trumbo.
Haven't seen that. I've seen adverts for
posters
it.
Posters on the tube.
Yeah, same.
I like Bryan Cranston.
I just can't. It's the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Damon for The Martian.
I saw that. Yeah.
It was mostly him.
There's a lot of stuff. I was thinking that of like The Martian and The Revenant. There's a lot of men getting left behind and just.
Yes.
And then just like surviving.
I mean, to be honest, that's better than.
And Gravity. Gravity was a bit like that. Yeah. Left behind. Oh, no.
But normally the story is like men get left behind. And they find a young girl that they look after. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. The director's just had a child, haven't they?
Yeah.
Subtle. Best actress, though. Brie Larson for Room. Have you read Room?
I haven't.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's great.
I know what it's about. And it's, yeah. It's weird because the adverts, like the posters for it, don't look.
No, they look quite cheerful.
It looks like a kind of rom-com almost, or like a kind of like, here I am with my son.
Yeah.
Or this is
my husband died, but I'm getting on with it.
Yeah.
That is not the story.
Yeah, I know the basic outline of the story.
It kind of feels like they're trying to trick people into watching it and then just be like, whoa!
Like that Deadpool poster.
Yeah.
But way more darker.
Yeah. So there's that. There's Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, but I don't know what that is.
I haven't seen that.
Cate Blanchett for Carol, which is meant to be really good.
Again, a film I haven't seen. I want to see it. Or it's out, probably gone now. I will see it at some point.
Jennifer Lawrence for Joy. Like, she either will win because she's Jennifer Lawrence, or she won't win because I hate David O. Russell.
Yeah.
I hate him. I hate how he's always like, oh, I need to cast someone as a single, divorced, like, 30-something mum. Jennifer Lawrence, of course!
I can't believe her as a mum of, like... No. She doesn't... No.
She's never been married, let alone had kids. She's, like, what, 24, 25?
Yeah, she's young.
Yeah, she doesn't look like someone who's been divorced. Yeah.
And that's the thing, it's not like they make her look older in the film. She just looks like Jennifer Lawrence.
And then they pair her up with Bradley Cooper and they're like, oh, we have so much in common, we're the same age. And it's like, no.
No, you're not.
You're the opposite of the same age. You're different.
It's that classic thing of like, that's the thing that annoys me, right? Because there's that thing, always the women are always younger. But then if it's ever the other way around, it's always the point of the film.
Yeah.
Like the whole point is like, ooh,
oh, he's
younger
so
man.
Brave. He's so brave going for an older woman.
Yeah.
Shut up. And the last one is the girl whose name I can't pronounce because I learned how to pronounce it and then I forgot. I want to say, Saoirse? Saoirse? Saoirse?
What?
The girl from...
Ronan. Well, Ronan I can say.
Ronan. She's really good. I like her. She's in The Lovely Bones? The one about the girl who gets murdered in a field. And then she kind of watches over her family. She's real good.
There's a bit. I was thinking, there's a bit in The Revenant. Because I do... Do you do this thing where after you see a film, you have to look at the IMDb trivia for it?
Yeah.
I love doing that. And basically, there's a bit in The Revenant where... This isn't really spoilers, but Leonardo DiCaprio is a vegetarian. And there's...
I thought you were going to say vegetable. And I was so excited for that twist.
Yeah, but that just makes me think of the South Park one of Rob Schneider being a carrot. And then, and there's a bit where, because he did most of the, like, barely any of it is CG. Like, all yeah. most of it is just real things, and Leonardo DiCaprio did most of his own stuff. And there's a bit where he has to bite and eat a raw bison liver.
Oh, has to?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, but like, and like, it was a real raw bison liver, and like, you can see him like convulsing when he's trying to eat it, and it's like, oh.
So that's Leonardo DiCaprio not acting.
No, that's literally like, just like, it's like, do you know that bit in Lord of the Rings where Aragorn kicks a helmet and goes, rah!
It's that, but if
well, it's because
Aragorn
he shouted.
Kicking
no, but he shouted like that because he broke his toe when he kicked the helmet.
Real acting.
Yeah.
Well, not acting. Real
life
things. Cool. Well, there you go. That's Holly's recommendation for Leonardo DiCaprio for the Oscar. I'm voting.
Oh, I don't know if he'll get the. I don't know.
Who am I
it's good.
I forgot who all of them were.
I haven't seen them all.
Ryan Cranston for Oscars. Yeah. I bet he doesn't have one.
I don't think he does. I haven't seen all the films, so I'm definitely not
Me
a judge.
Either. But the Oscars don't tend to pick the best ones anyway, so they just pick whoever they feel like.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be Leo. Who knows?
Who knows? But what about games? We talked about
what
films.
What games have we been playing?
What games have we been...
What have we been playing, Holly?
We've been playing Story of Seasons! And if you listen to the podcast, you know that we've been talking about this game for so long.
So long.
So oh very long.
But the thing that annoys me, right? It's been out in America for like
ages.
Yeah.
I know.
And the guides on it
yeah.
are terrible.
They're so bad.
Like, they're really badly translated. Yep. Like, half of them are like, I don't know what this means. And you're like, check it out on your American version then. Duh.
Yeah. It's like, and that's the thing. Like, I was expecting. I was like, okay, well, you know, even though it hasn't been here, it means there'll be really good guides on the internet because yeah. everyone else has had it for like a year. No! The guides are terrible.
And the FOGO website, which is normally the one that's amazing.
Mm.
It's kind of like, they sort of made 2/3 of it and then were like, eh.
Yeah, like every now and again I try and look something up and it's just not there. And I'm
yeah.
like, what?
There'll be something that is clearly intended to be a link, but there isn't a link.
Yeah,
so you're like,
they just gave up.
Just not write this. Okay.
It's really weird. And it also came out on the 31st of December, which is the yeah. weirdest release date of...
I don't really understand that.
No.
I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of weird business decision
yeah.
behind it, but I don't know. Either way... We quite like it anyway, so yeah.
yeah
I've
played it for about 80 hours now.
I think I'm on 80. I'm definitely on high 70s.
Yeah,
not
I
80.
Think. Yeah, I'm, yeah, yeah.
It's basically all I do with my time.
Yeah, yeah. Same. It's taken over my life.
See, the thing is, we've got a WhatsApp group with a few other ladies in games, and if they're listening to this, hey
girls.
We've basically all decided that we're all in love with the same guy. Now,
yeah.
that's partly because...
He's the only
one. There's like two. Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe three if you want to extend it to like a couple of the later on guys that
okay.
don't turn up
okay.
until like
we've
unlocked everything. So there's mostly two. There's one called Rhaegar and there's one called Klaus.
Yeah.
Klaus is an older man, dark...
See,
handsome.
I find it interesting what happened here because we were both like... We looked for all the candidates first
yeah.
and you were like... Kate was like, I'm going for Rhaegar. And I was like, I'm going for Klaus.
Yeah.
And then we swapped.
We swapped because I was like, oh no, Klaus is mysterious. He's got a green coat.
Yeah, then we
Love
swapped.
It.
And then I swapped again back to Klaus.
Yeah.
And then I swapped back to Rhaegar.
So we're all on Rhaegar.
Yeah, so
basically.
I bet. Because like Klaus is all like, I like an older man.
Yeah.
And Klaus is all like, I'm like, ooh, he's real dressed as small. And then
yeah.
there's a bit where he just went to me, oh yeah, your clothes are all creased and people may think you're a slob. And
yep.
I was like, fuck you, Klaus.
And he's got this really smug face.
Yeah.
I just want to punch him in his smug face.
Yeah.
See, at the moment, he's on like a green heart with me. Now, green heart is
I've got him on, a pink heart.
Well,
just really awkward because
so
I'm like, no.
You basically... know how far along you are with someone by the colour of their heart. It's not really in any order. It goes like white, purple,
yellow,
then green, then blue, pink.
And then
red.
Yeah.
So pink and red are the important ones, obviously. And up until that point, you're like, I don't know where I sit, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's on a green heart with me, which is like halfway.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying creepy flirty things to me and I'm like, dude, I'm
yeah.
married.
Have you had, did you experience his purple heart? Like you get little cutscenes with
yeah.
them. And it is the most sexually charged thing I've ever seen in a Harvest Moon game.
Ugh.
It was literally like, he like comes up to you really close and he's like,
yeah.
you've got to be careful tempting men like that. You know, there are wolves out there.
Yeah.
And then you get embarrassed and want to run away. And I'm like, what just happened? weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
This is definitely the most sexual Harvest Moon
it really
game
is.
I've ever... Like, the stuff Rhaegar says to me, I'm like, oh my, I might even have some of it.
Do it.
I might read it off. Because, like, he says it and I'm like, Jesus Christ! You can't say that!
Also, you actually see your character's kiss.
I did! And I tried to take
a picture. Oh my god, look at this spider.
Yeah, sorry. I tried to take a picture of it and I couldn't. I missed it, so I just got a black screen and I was like, no! So we've kissed once.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the pictures.
But we're both really enjoying this game. If you like Harvest Moon games, then it's brilliant. It's a difficult, again, Harvest Moon is incredibly difficult to sell someone who isn't familiar with the concept.
Yeah.
Because it's either the thing that you get obsessed with, like we do, or it's just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Which sometimes I have moments of, but then I'm like, nah, it's, I've got a notebook specific for it, and I've made lists of all the things I need.
I have lists.
And, oh so good.
I haven't saved any of the things, because I don't want to spoil it for everyone.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping all his really sexual comments to myself. But he said something like, oh, you think we're close now? You just wait. I want to turn this fire into a... No, this spark into a real fire.
Oh,
and I was like, oh,
yeah.
Hello. He doesn't sleep in the same bed as me, but somehow I got pregnant. So, not in real life, guys. Just before you... yeah. Yeah, sure. I don't know how that happened.
Maybe... Were you shagging around? Is it someone else's baby?
Well, we'll see when they turn out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're going to be in there for 30 days, just like a real baby. Yeah, because all the months are condensed down into 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Which means that, like...
Surely 2 seasons it should...
Yeah, so a season is basically 3 months.
Yeah.
So 30 days is 3 months.
Yeah.
So that's still not a full pregnancy.
No.
And also no one's stopping me from, like, you know, being on the farm and stuff. So there's a great photo of Holly on the screen right now that's just come up on a slideshow.
Yeah, we have beautiful. Chromecast and random pictures up here. And,
like it.
Thank you. It's a really beautiful picture of me.
Your eyes look...
haunted?
Bigger than usual.
Oh, well, that's not difficult.
So, what have you been experiencing with all the boys? If you're, like, quite far ahead with all of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm on at least blue with all of them.
Okay.
Which is quite intense. Mistel is really annoying. I don't like Mistel.
He's
Fritz,
like a child.
Yeah, Fritz is also annoying.
Oh my god, Fritz, right. I'm only on like a blue heart with him, but I never talk to him, so I don't know how.
Yeah.
And
he's really easy to romance.
Yeah, when I proposed to Rhaegar, or when I actually asked him out also with a ring, we had to tell Fritz. We had to go to Fritz and be like, this is happening, and Fritz was acting really weird, and I was like, why does Fritz give a shit?
It's like, why do we have to tell Fritz?
Because he's definitely related to someone, but I don't think it's Rhaegar, is it?
Well, I think him and Rhaegar are good friends. Have you had Fritz's Purple Heart event?
No, because I tend to avoid him.
Okay, well, I went through it, and then I think it's kind of suggested that him and Rhaegar are good friends.
Okay.
I think.
So we went to him, and Rhaegar was like, yeah, sorry, but she's mine. And Fritz was like, oh, you lucky son of a bitch.
And I was like, I'm gonna kill you in your sleep.
And when you get married, you can choose between 3 levels of wedding plan. One is like a normal price, one is expensive, one's 1,000,000 gold. And I was like, yeah, let's go for that one then. And basically what you get out of that is A, faster pregnancy.
Of course.
So you get it on
like
quicker.
Real life.
Yeah. And then B, everyone says weird comments about you at the wedding. So if you have a simple wedding, no one comes. If you have the most expensive wedding, everyone goes, Kate, you're so beautiful. If I was 50 years younger, I would. And I was just like, thank you. Okay.
All right. Cool.
It was really weird. And they all gave me presents, so it's fine.
There's one thing that isn't in this one, that hasn't been in previous ones, that I wish they would bring back, because I really liked it. And it's the fact that other couples get married. And it's kind of like, if you take too long, then
they
tough
might
luck.
Marry someone else.
They marry someone else. And I really liked it, because and they would have babies, and it's like, it feels like... Because in this one, and in other ones, like, you get married, you have kids, and everyone else is just sat there just like, I wish that was me!
I don't know what marriage is!
Yeah, just, you know, walking back and forth. And it's like, oh, I really miss that.
It's weird, because one of the things I didn't like about Klaus is that he's really close with this super hot girl.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, what's that? But then if you marry someone else, he's just like, oh, no, we're not going to get together. me and this super hot girl I'm really close with. That's weird.
Yeah.
I guess he just loves you for the rest of time.
That's slightly depressing. Yeah. Also, he's a perfumer, and I just think of that film.
Yeah.
Slash book.
I have also, yeah, where he murders everyone.
Yeah.
All the women.
Yeah. Perfume, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Story of a Murderer, that's the subtitle.
There we go, okay.
One of my favourite books.
Yeah. I haven't read it, I've only seen the film, because I'm a Philistine.
The book has like an entire chapter where he licks the wall of a cave.
Nice.
So, yeah, he's like, bored of food. All I need is the nutrients from this cave wall. Meh.
We've all been there. That's like the new diet for 2016. That's what we'll all be doing that in 6 months.
Cave licking.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you have a challenge, Holly? You said something about a challenge.
Do have a challenge, right.
Challenge me.
Let me just move. Don't look at the screen.
Okay, I won't look at the screen.
So, basically, I've been inspired to do this challenge because... Okay, right. It's going to take a little bit of explaining. So basically, when my boyfriend is kind of half asleep...
Oh no, he says, going? Oh God.
Okay, no. He says really weird things that he can't remember. What are you looking at?
Lucy just sent me a list of cats, but I've already seen it.
Okay, cool. Right.
I don't remember what... She's like, oh, this is relevant to our talk earlier, and I'm like... talking about?
See, okay, this is actually quite relevant to what I'm saying. Because basically my boyfriend says loads of weird shit when he's half asleep that he can't remember.
Okay.
So I've done a little quiz. Is this something he said when he's half asleep?
Yeah.
Or is this something that someone... I went on the internet and I found like a kind of like list of weirdest things that people have said in their sleep. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So do you think...
He's making these lists.
I don't know. Right, okay.
Yes.
Do you think this is my boyfriend... or stranger, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Cutting flesh with scissors is weird.
I mean, it is weird. At least he's not saying it's great.
Exactly, it's true.
I'm going to say boyfriend.
That's stranger.
No!
No, my boyfriend did not say that.
Oh.
Okay, what about this one?
Yeah.
You won't catch me with your period spray.
Oh my god. That sounds like something Sam would say.
Yeah, okay, that was my boyfriend.
And you were just like, yes, I will.
The thing that made me laugh at that first thought, he laughed before he said it. He like chuckled to himself. Oh, and I was like, what? And he was like, you won't catch me with your period spray. Like, you're kind of like, oh, you scamp. You won't get me.
I see you trying.
I know, as if I'm like some kind of like menstrual skunk. Like, I'm just gonna like, like, I was like, shh. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. You're just like the spider. I mean phone.
Sam.
Yeah, that is another thing. Again, he started by laughing, which is really creepy. Because basically, I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
So I'm often wide awake when he's falling asleep. Oh. He'll say this weird thing. He'll start laughing to himself.
Okay.
Which is always creepy. And then he just went, you're just like the spider. And then he got, and then I was like, what? And he got really like, because he responds. And then he got really angry with himself. He was like, no, what am I talking about? I mean phone. And then I was like, what? Yeah. And he got, yeah, it's really strange. Okay.
Yeah.
The crunchy bees are under the window.
Stranger.
Yes, that is stranger. That is strange, though I really enjoy that one.
Why don't they specify the crunchy ones are under the window, the soft ones are in the fridge.
Exactly. The crunchy bees are under the window.
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah. You'll probably say it now, and your boyfriend's going to be really creeped out.
I do actually sleep talk, but most people aren't awake to witness it. So,
shit.
Yeah, I've said some weird stuff.
That's challenging.
I said stuff about, like, a refrigerator and bubbles. I know some people who, when they're really sleepy, have conversations with me. And then they wake up and I didn't realise they were asleep. And I'm just like, what?
I had a friend that did that. But she used to like always talk about really mundane stuff.
Yeah.
She used to always talk about like the number 6 bus. I need to get the bus. I was like, this is like, you can think of anything in your subconscious. Like you're dreaming of public transport.
Aww.
Okay, right.
Have fun, friends.
What about fuck 4-legged trucks?
Oh my god. Stranger?
Yeah, that is stranger. Aww. You're really good at this.
That sounds not that interesting.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care if we're out of soap. I'm not buying any peanuts.
Sam.
No, that's a stranger. Ah, I got you. That's a stranger.
No. Okay.
Isn't it funny how baby's fingers point at puddles?
Oh my god. It's not babies pointing, it's just their fingers.
Is it funny how baby's fingers point at puddles?
Like they're drawn to it, like magnets.
I like how I imagine it like it's an like observational comedy. Isn't it funny?
What's the deal? What's up with fingers?
What's up with that?
What is the deal? Stranger.
That was Sam. Ah, that was my boyfriend.
Did you answer?
Again, I was like, what? And because again, it started with a laugh. I'm starting to realise now a lot of them start with a laugh.
He's actually doing stand-up in his dreams.
Yeah, he thinks he's hilarious in his dreams, obviously.
Bless. And he's not.
But it's really creepy. People laughing in their sleep is creepy. Okay. Yeah. I've got one more. It's just a short little quiz.
Okay.
Because I was doing it while I was doing uni work. But okay. Music for life. That's it. Music for life.
How was it said?
Music for life.
Sam.
No! But it's something I said.
Oh.
And this is a story that's now gone down in like my family's urban like mythology.
Okay. Wait, this is cheating. You didn't say you were an option.
Okay, that was a cheat one at the end. But basically, this story, when I was about 9 or 10 years old, like my parents were just in bed, and then all of a sudden, I was at the foot of their bed, standing up with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, my room is in the attic.
Yeah.
So I have to go down steps.
Wait, how old are you in this story?
I'm 9 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, and like, so I'm at the foot of their bed, standing up. But this is also, I think this must be terrifying. I was like a really like, kind of blonde, long hair, really kind of like skinny, like a ghost child.
Ew.
At the bottom of the bed, my eyes closed. And they were like, oh, what's wrong, Holly? Are you okay? And I just went, music for life. And they were like, what? And I was like, music for life. And then I just, like, kind of fell on their bed and fell asleep.
Aw, that's cute. That's
and I actually remember, like, the dream. I dreamt that it was, because it was around when, like, Live 8 was on or something like that, or some music.
And you were really politically active.
Well, I imagine Bono saying music for life. Because doesn't that sound like the kind of thing he would say?
It sounds like a bullshit statement. So
do you know what I mean? Right, I'm going to Google this right now because he might have said it.
And what does it even mean?
Music for life. Music. I'm going to get a tattoo of music.
Does that mean you should listen to music for life?
Let's have a look.
Or we're swapping music for life?
Oh, no.
Is it not real? Is that a thing you made up?
Maybe.
Is it not a famous Bono quote?
It's not. No, it's not on Wikipedia. Music for life. I'll put live 8. Was it live 8?
Live
8?
Live 8.
But then they change it to live 8 or something.
Live 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Why was it live 8 again?
8 days? 8 people? God, I have no idea.
8 years? It went on for ages. Still going.
Okay, so no, that is genuinely something I made up in my head.
What year was it 30 years ago? Why are people asking that? This is a suggested question on Google.
What year was it 30 years ago? That's blatantly old people going, was that 30 years ago?
Where was I?
It doesn't feel 30 years ago.
Where are we? Is it 30 years ago?
Who am I?
Ethel! That's you, you're Ethel.
Oh, am I? Yeah. Okay.
Who am I?
Jeffrey.
I'm Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Why can't I be a woman?
Because you're definitely Jeffrey. Even if you are a woman, who says a woman can't be called Jeffrey? Yeah.
I mean, there's probably some kind of rule.
What? No, there's a rule. You can call your kids what you like. Yeah.
If I called mine, like, GameSpot.com, someone would stop me, surely.
Well, maybe because it's illegal, you don't own the GameSpot name.
I don't, but I could maybe convince them to pay me money to... I definitely couldn't.
Advertising.
They'd be like, no, we're not going to give you money for that. It's like, don't have a baby for that, please.
Wasn't it a thing where, like, people would get, like, tattoos of companies?
Ugh,
or was it a company that gave people... I don't know. Like, when people have cars with the thing on the side. It's like that, but a child.
And there were a couple of uni students who painted logos on their faces.
Yes.
And they sold that out. And that was quite a good idea.
That is quite a good idea.
Except when you go on a date and someone's like, ew.
Yeah, and it's like, why do you... Especially
why
if it's something...
Why do you have Pornhub written on your face? What are you trying to say? Yeah. Men.
Men.
Men. That's what I'm going to call my baby.
What, men?
Just men. And then I'd be like, not all men. And then I'd hold men up and I'd be like, this is men.
This is like when people... Men. It's like when people call their, like, cat dog and vice versa.
Well, my baby's going to be maybe a man. One day.
Hello, my name is Men Grey.
Oh, it might not be Grey. It might take someone's surname.
Sorry, I'm coughing it out.
What would you name your baby after if you had to name it after a bird?
A bird?
You have to name it after a bird.
Tit.
You're gonna go straight for tit.
Yeah.
Not like Ren.
Oh, there's a blue booby.
You don't have to call it something to do with boobs. There are lots of birds out there. Jay is a bird. That's a name.
What's a famous bird?
Emu. Ostrich.
Oh, I love ostriches.
Eagle?
No, I love ostriches. I watched a lot of Animal Park as a kid, which is Longleat, the safari park. It was based on that. And there was an ostrich on that, which was one of my favourite things on it, called Trevor. I love Trevor the ostrich.
Don't call your child Trevor or ostrich, okay?
What about Trevor and their middle name, the ostrich?
Trevor the ostrich. You're going to call your child Trevor the ostrich.
Trevor the ostrich. There he is! Episode one, Trevor the ostrich.
Ostrich. Do you think it was the same ostrich every time?
What? Trevor slaps an ostrich?
That's
what?
A different thing.
That's not... I don't want to know
that. Is Trevor dead?
Oh, but I really don't want to know.
He's dead, isn't he?
No, I don't want... Let's have a look. How long do ostriches live for?
This is a bit of a tangent, but I do really want to know.
So do I.
How long do ostrich boots last? What?
How long do
ostrich... What are ostrich boots?
I don't know.
I can guess, but why? Do they make good leather?
How long do ostriches... Wait, what? That's... 42 to 46 days.
That's an egg.
Oh, I was about to say, are they the mayflies of the bird world?
Have you noticed you never see an ostrich for longer than 2 months? They're born, they shoot up in size, and then they die.
Wow, an ostrich will live to be 50 to 75 years old. Trevor's definitely still alive.
Do you think? I mean, how old was he then, Holly?
Well, oh no, don't say this.
Okay, ostrich. I mean, Trevor, the ostrich. If you're out there, just give us a call. Our number is 0800 ostrich.
Ostrich watch.
Ostrichwatch.com.
What's it? Ostrich boots, we were confused
ostrich
by.
Ostrich boots.
I'm imagining really like really long boots on ostriches. Ostrich.
And someone's
boots.
Googling, like, how long do they last? My ostrich has been wearing these for...
They're just like...
They're like regular boots. They're just ugly cowboy boots.
I think it's the effect.
Oh, what? Ew.
It's like... Is it the really weird, like, pimply? Oh, yes. I hate that.
Oh,
that's what it is.
That look like the outside of a pineapple.
Or burgers. Mm. They remind me of McDonald's burger buns, where they have, like, the little lumps.
Ugh.
Oh, that's horrible. Why would you want that?
Is that actual ostrich, then?
No, it can't be, can it? I don't know why I think that's so unbelievable.
Like chicken skin.
Well, yeah, people eat ostriches.
Ostrich leather, there you go.
Shit. Is it...
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck.
It's apparently a very country thing.
Yeah, tanning skins taken from African ostriches. Fuck.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either.
Bird leather. I don't think I've ever heard of bird leather.
Neither have I.
Chicken leather? Can you imagine chicken leather?
Ooh, that just makes me think of, like, chicken skin, where you just eat it and it's... Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, look, that looks like an ostrich boot.
That does look like
an
ostrich
boot. There's
a
picture of some sand on the TV. Anyway, what else have we been doing that's not... We haven't been doing ostrich leather.
No, sorry, my voice is starting to go.
You're filling the gunge pool. Even mine's starting to go. I'm catching a cold off you.
Yeah.
You suck.
You see what we put ourselves through, listeners.
Yeah, we put ourselves through illness for your pleasure.
Literally just for the podcast.
You're welcome.
No other reason. I've been replaying Akami.
Cool.
Replaying it. Well, actually, I'm playing it HD version, which was out for the PS3, which I've never played before, because I've never owned a PS3, which now I do, because I bought one off a friend for cheap. and I'm playing it, and I love it. Well, I mean, it's one of my favourite games of all time anyway, but it's, oh my god, I love it so much.
I've never played it.
You'll love it.
I own it. But the copy I own is broken. Oh. So I can't be bothered.
You
to
can
play
feed
it.
Dogs. You I mean, feed I've, all the animals.
I've played Akami Den, which is the DS version.
Yeah, that's cute.
It's not very good.
Yeah, but it has all the chibi versions.
It does, and that's great. But, like, it's tiny and kind of dark and huge and repetitive. So.
Well, yeah. Okami is brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of Okami. We're making a top 30 games women list.
Yeah.
And I suggested that you put, I don't know.
Amaterasu.
She,
don't worry, she was on my list.
See, it's tricky, right? Because we're doing it with Jordan. And so we've each put our suggestions into a list.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not top 30 yet. It's just us going like, I like these
That's
women.
The thing. How are we going to rank it?
I don't know. I don't know if we're ranking it at all.
Yeah, because to be honest, is it just 30?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay, because I don't think I could even rank my own 10.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, I don't really know what we're writing it for. Like, if we're going inspirational women, or if we're going, this one's a female dog, so yeah. That's my one.
That's cool!
Yeah, like, I'd feel a bit sad if, because I really like the Akami dog lady, but at the same time, she is a dog, hey. So I'm kind of like,
Hey now.
Yeah?
She's the sun goddess.
She's a dog, though.
She's a wolf. She's embodied as a wolf for the game.
Like, is Epona a girl?
Is Epona a boy or a girl?
Epona sounds like a girl's name.
It does.
I might put Epona on my list. I'd be like, hey, top five women animals.
Girl or boy? Epona.
Oh. Is there an answer?
What?
What is Epona? Who is asking these questions? What is it?
I don't know what it is. She. Yeah.
There we go. Putting it on my list.
Cool.
Probably going to take it off again because it's a horse.
What about the, oh my god, the terrifying great fairies from Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask with a massive pointy tits because
they
couldn't render.
What
did they
really offer to womankind?
They were powerful and covered in vines.
They opened up wearing vines to women. Who didn't know they could wear vines?
I wear vines before, all the time, thanks to them.
Yeah, them and Poison Ivy.
Yeah, pretty much.
But Poison Ivy's not a game character, so we can't have her.
She is in the Arkham series, though.
Yeah.
But she is, like, ridiculous. Well, yeah. All the women in the Arkham series are ridiculous. But then that's just comic books in general, isn't it? Well, not all of them, but you know what I mean.
I had real trouble coming up with my women because I don't want to go for, like, the ones that everyone always puts on their list.
Yeah.
I feel like if we just made another list where it was like Lara Croft.
Exactly, because you kind of feel like you have to include them.
Yeah.
Because they are very important.
Yeah.
But it's also you want to do something different. Yeah.
So I put, for example, on my list is Chloe from Life is Strange.
Yeah, it's a good
Not
one.
Max. I think Max is kind of boring.
Yeah.
But Chloe, she's interesting.
Yeah.
Like she's all over the place. She's emotional. She's
vulnerable.
She does stupid things. Like, she's got so much personality. She's got blue hair. I like blue hair.
Yeah.
She's got tattoos. She's cool, you know? She's, like, got a lot going on, and she's not perfect. None of the people in Life is Strange or Life are perfect. But, yeah, she's much more interesting than Max, so that's why I didn't put Max on.
I went for the exact same thing where I was trying to think of. And I went for Ada Wong, who's in Resident Evil. She's Resident Evil 2 and she's Resident Evil 4.
Not the irritating little girl in the most recent one who just points at things.
Oh, no! That is
I see a thing!
The most useless character / mechanic in any game. It's like, okay, I'll play as the lady with the gun,
mm-hmm.
or the man with the gun. You play as...
Point girl.
Yeah, you just point at things and then I'll shoot
but
them.
But she's little, she can't. A gun? She's like 7 or whatever.
What? Even in the other one in that game, there's like the two women, and one of them just has a flashlight. And
yeah.
Just shines a torch at things. It's like, what?
Slow down, Mr. Zombie. I've got a flashlight.
I've got a torch.
She has a crowbar as well, right? Does she?
Yeah, I think maybe she gets a crowbar. Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, I went for Ada Wong because she is out for herself and mm-hmm. she's cool and mm-hmm. she always helps Leon out of trouble.
Ah.
And.
That's nice.
I went for another one because I was, again, like you, I was going for the thing of, like, I want to get someone a bit different.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking, like, okay, obviously you go through games that you really like first, yeah, to kind of, you know, think about it. And I went for Cass in Fallout New Vegas, mm-hmm, who is a, can be one of your companions, and is, yeah, very rare in the Bethesda whole entire game series, the fact that she is actually quite a good character.
Yeah.
In, I mean, there's some great characters in Fallout 4, but Bethesda aren't known for their, you know...
No. Good. They're known for, like, people who are like, I have a quest. Here's my quest.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing the quest. Bye.
My favourite... Oh, man. My favourite... Because Oblivion, again, is one of my favourite games. But my favourite thing was, like... Because of the, that was when they introduced the Radiant system. And so people would just have conversations. But their voices would change. Oh. Like, the different voice actors would change for each character in the middle of a conversation. So, like, say, like, a beggar would come up to you and go, please, kind lady, may I have a coin? And then you'd give him a coin. He'd be like, have you heard about what's going on in Morrowind? And you're like, what just happened? What did you spend that coin on?
I'm trying to remember who else they put on my list. Okay, so this one, I think, is probably a bit of a cop-out, but I put my Inquisitor, mm-hmm, from Dragon Age Inquisition. Now, I know that my Inquisitor is mostly a role-playing thing. And
well, people often put Commander Shepard.
Yeah, see, and that a is lot again... of it is kind of on rails when it, yeah, comes to BioWare. It's like, oh, you can make your own decisions, but generally, you're cool.
Yeah.
Like, my Inquisitor is just a badass dwarf lady. I love her so much.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. She had cool makeup.
She was called Bess, aww, which I think is a cute dwarf name.
That is a cute dwarf
kinda
name.
I wish I could have given her a beard. Yeah, she was great. Like, just as a character, as a female character, as the Inquisitor, as a leader, as someone just, like, in that game, she's just great.
Because what I know, it was... I always find this amazing when you think about stuff like that. And I was genuinely really struggling just to think of characters.
Yeah.
Like, because usually you would be like, oh, I've got so many and I need to pick only 10. Well, this time I was like, oh my god, I need to... Especially because you guys had already done your lists. And I was, yeah, just like, oh my god, who am I? And then I went on, you know, because you just look at other stuff.
Yeah.
I was, like, looking for other people's lists to try and get some inspiration. And so many of them were really obviously written by men, which is fine.
Yeah.
But one of them I read was literally, it started everything by talking about the character's physical appearance. Mm-hmm. And being like, this hot babe is, you know, doing that. Or, like, this was one of my first crushes. And it's like, ew! Yeah.
That's what I, you might have read it. I wrote a little paragraph at the end of my choices. Yeah. Where I was like, okay, so basically every list I've looked up is written by dudes for dudes, and can we not do that?
Yeah.
Like,
can we just not mention their physical, yeah, attributes?
Like,
at
I wasn't picking Lara Croft. I have a bit of a problem with Lara Croft, where I'm like, she's quite boring.
Yeah.
For, like, most of her games, she had no personality, and she was mostly her physical attributes. And then once they got a good writer on the team, I was like, cool, now she's cool. But, like, I feel like that writer's kind of wasted on reinventing something.
Yeah, rather than creating a...
Yeah, just create a badass character who doesn't come with all that baggage, yeah, you know? Because there are still going to be dudes like, oh, we want to check out her chest.
It's a Lara Croft game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, yeah. Shame. And it's... There's... Yeah, and so I looked on the Wikipedia, there's a Wikipedia for female games characters, mm-hmm, and it goes through kind of a bunch of different game characters, and then it starts listing games like, you know, like BioWare games where you can play, yeah, as a woman. I was like, yeah, wow, they've really, like, you imagine if they tried to do that the other way around. Here's all the games where you can play, there's too
literally
many.
Literally all of them.
Yeah.
I think I went on the same one. So they've got this huge list of female characters, and you're like, oh, wow, this is a really good resource. And then you notice that, like, two-thirds of the way down the page, it's, like, positive female, yeah, characters. And you're like, well, I liked the ones before. What?
Yeah, it's really weird that they try and categorize them within, yeah, just a list of female games characters. Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, an official Wikipedia, no, on that one.
No.
It's, like, a geek wiki or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Yeah, or, yeah, definitely.
Now, an interesting one I have, which Joe disagreed with me. Well, not disagreed, but, like, was intrigued to know what I thought. I've put Bayonetta on my list.
Yeah, I would put Bayonetta.
So Bayonetta's a tricky one because, like, so many crotch shots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's more sexualized than most video game characters. Even, like, the proper, like, you know, dead or alive characters.
Yeah.
They don't get right up into their crotches, yeah, at least. I mean, they're not far off, but, you know. Like, Bayonetta is properly, like, the camera's going up through her cleavage and everything. Yeah. And she's all like, oh, you've been a naughty boy. But, like... I don't know. I like her.
Yeah, I think it's kind of it kind of feels like that she's, it's kind of almost like, I think some, I've read this somewhere else, but it's like cabaret in the fact that you feel that she's kind of like, everyone kind of, I kind of feel that people kind of use that, oh, but she's doing it and she's owning it as a kind of excuse a lot of the time of going and going, well, actually, it's still fucking creepy, isn't it? You know, but yeah. I think there's something with Bayonetta where it is like, it's still kind of like, it's not as a detriment, and it's also not, it's like, you get the feeling like as a character, she's, I don't know, enjoying it.
Yeah.
And that's one of, I remember my, in Persona, Dancing All Night, and Persona has obviously great characters and things like that, but in Persona 4, Dancing All Night, you can put the girls in costumes, and there's a bikini costume for every girl.
Yeah.
And when you, I remember on Chie, and if you collect the bikini costume, she goes, oh, do I really have to wear this? And I was like, oh, that is somehow 10 times more creepy than if she was like, okay. Yeah. Especially because the whole point is like, you know, like Japanese idols on stage. Yeah. And it's like, wow, this is really creepy. Because like Rise is
like, woo, yeah, boobs out. And then like,
yeah.
You've got Naoto who's like, I don't want anyone to see my female figure. And then you're like, but I want to.
Yeah.
But then I put the boys in the towel, so.
Fair enough. Because I think like, it's kind of like, Bayonetta makes sense within the world that they've created. Like she's an over-the-top character in an over-the-top world.
Yeah.
Where something like the character I always fucking hated was, the name's completely gone for me. Miranda in Mass Effect. Where, so basically her whole thing is that she's super sexy and wearing tight clothes, but she's sexy because she was created to be the perfect human, like a genetic thing. And I was like, okay, fair enough. But her whole point is that she hates her father who created her like that.
Yeah.
And is kind of uncomfortable with it. If she was uncomfortable with it, why the fuck is she wearing a skin tight suit? And why is there so many ass shots? And why? And it just makes no sense within the actual thing. It's like, that sounds like
a fight between two teams of writers.
Where
one team of writers is like, oh, but what if we made it interesting and deep? And the other one's like, what if we saw her bum?
Exactly. That's why I think in general, I think Dragon Age is better for that than Dragon Mass Effect Age is.
Doesn't really have sexy bum time.
No, you see men's bums, which is nice.
Yeah, you probably see women's bums.
Oh, you see women's bums, and you see women's boobies. I romanced my Inquisitor, Sarah. So my Inquisitor was this big Qunari woman. She romanced Sarah because Sarah likes Qunari women, and they had a really fun like sex scene.
Yeah,
well, it's like not really. You don't see them having sex, but like basically, your Inquisitor shaves a rude word into her like pubic hair.
Oh my god!
I know, and like you don't see it, but like so they're like laughing about it because like Sarah dared her or something like that, and it's really like it's really nice. That's because so it's cute. Just fun, and it's like it's not showing sex as like kind of like in the Mass Effect sex scenes. It's always like now we're going to consummate our love and like really intense. And it's just like, doesn't have to be like that. I had
Iron Bull and he was pretty intense. Oh, yeah. That's just because he's into some majorly kinky shit.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's going like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah! And he's like, no, but are you sure? And I'm like, yeah! And he's like, seriously,
do you know what you're getting in?
And I'm like, yeah! And then he like takes his clothes off and I'm like, ah! And then they, you know, have sex and then afterwards he's kind of like, oh, wasn't that lovely? And she's like, it was beautiful. And then they swap necklaces and it's like, oh
yeah,
I wanted to romance lead Scout Harding.
No, and Dory. Didn't everyone? I wanted to romance Solas. I love Solas and I'm the only one. But he's a racist. He's not racist.
He's racist.
Do you know, have you played the, do you know what the setup is for what is obviously going to be the next Dragon Age?
I know the ending, yeah.
So, yeah, so... Oh, I don't want to say... Okay, but, okay, spoilers for Dragon Age Inquisition. It's like a
two-year-old game. Play it, play it, play it.
Okay, but basically, it's set up that Solas is going to be the main bad guy in the next film. Well, basically, I think he's going to make a really... It's a really interesting villain because it's one that you kind of, like... And also, because I was curious, I was like, what happens if you romance him? So I watch, like... the cutscene where he romances him at the end.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really cool because he's basically like, I fucked up majorly and I'm going to try and right my wrong. But to do that, a lot of people are going to have to die and I didn't want you to be involved. And it's like, oh no!
Also, isn't he friends with and I love saying a name, Flemeth.
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 Well, Flemeth is... Okay, this is one thing that annoyed me about Dragon Age 2. Basically, yeah. Flemeth in Dragon Age Flemeth. Origins is, again, which isn't great in its own thing, is like the classic kind of crone witch.
Yeah.
Got crazy hair, and she's like, hello! And, you know, kind of turns into a dragon, she's blah, blah. And then in Dragon Age 2, she comes along, and she's all sexy.
Also,
was like, what?
She's Captain Janeway.
Yes.
Captain Janeway! I love Captain Janeway.
Yeah, one of my characters is Wynn from Dragon Age Origins, who is a fantastic and often overlooked character. So I'm excited to write about that. Because I've been meaning to write about it for ages. Because she's an old lady character who is neither a crone or a kind of like... Because old women often get put into the category of, oh, grandma, isn't she lovely? Or evil witch, oh, scary woman.
Yeah.
And she's neither of those. And she's kind of a mix... She's... Oh, I love her. She's great. Great character.
Flemeth. Sorry, Flemeth. I like saying it. It's a cool name. I might call my baby Flemeth. I'll have Flemeth and Man. I'll be like, Man, Flemeth, come to dinner.
I feel so sorry for your children.
Flemeth. Maybe that'll just be her middle name. I don't know.
What? Man Flemeth Grey.
Yeah. Then she'll be like, "What? Why am I named Flemeth?" And I'll be like, well, there was a captain of a spaceship and she was a witch. And they'll be like, Mum, what are you talking about?
I'll be like, Mum, I'm hungry. We haven't eaten.
Dragon Age, Flemeth!
We should do questions.
We should do questions. We have questions?
Yeah. I remember to ask for questions for once.
Oh.
Get me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do we actually have any?
Yeah, we have a few. We have a few.
Are people excited that we're coming back after putting off?
They've gone. They're nice. They're all right. Okay,
people have been talking about us, Holly. We're a big deal.
Oh, yeah, okay. Phil Walters asks, any Toku-related rest plans?
Is that soon?
I know. Is it? It must be, actually.
I mean, personally, I probably won't be going to rest on account of them being a rival site.
Will you not be covering it? I don't know how it works.
Well, we don't cover Eurogamer stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, tension.
I'm pretty sure that... wait, no. Dave and I
April
talked at Rezd last year.
Yeah.
And now I work with him. That was, I don't know, that was meant to be like a, whoa!
Okay,
what are the chances?
That's that would shock no one. I plan on going just to, we should go check it out maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if it's over the weekend.
It must be, they can't have.
I don't know. It was 7th, like Monday to Wednesday last year.
7th to 9th of April. Let's have a
April?
Check.
That's ages away. Why would we have plans for April? There we go. Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah.
We can go on a Saturday.
We can go on a Saturday.
Do we have to get tickets? Should we get tickets?
Well, it depends how we cover it.
I mean, last time I went as an exhibitor, which I won't be able to do this time because I'm not an exhibitor.
Exhibitor? What are you exhibiting?
Xbox. Xbox had a stand and I was well, I'm Xbox.
I am Xbox.
Yeah. I had like 3 different coloured wristbands on by the end of the week.
Did you look super important? Yeah. We were like, look at all the colours.
I think one of them was gold and I can't remember why. Anyway, next question. No, we don't have any plans, but maybe we will.
Maybe.
But that's in April.
Oh, wait. My dissertation is due April. But that's April 22nd. So,
ages away. We can spare one day.
Okay. Aaron Hamilton asks a bunch of questions. Okay.
Okay.
Favourite colour?
I don't know. Red, blue, green. One of them.
Okay, right. Favourite comic can be current or favourite... Wait. Current favourite or all time?
Okay, I'm really enjoying Wicked and the Divine at the moment. I love that so much. I love it to tiny little pieces.
Okay. See, this is... You're much more of a comic person than I am.
I've read like 3 comics.
Exactly. And that's 3 more than I have. Actually, I read the X-Files ones, but purely because it's X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
I really struggle with comics. I may have talked about this before. And it's nothing to do with comics.
It's to do with you being like, these pictures don't take very long.
Pretty much. Yeah. I just find I read them and they take like 5 minutes to read. And then I'm like, but then I'm the kind of person where I'll rush through it. And then then people are like, no, you've got to enjoy the pictures. It's like, I want to know what happens. And then it's like reading a storyboard.
Yeah.
And I
want to see it moving.
Yeah, or...
I mean, good news, Wicked and the Divine's being made into a TV show, so we can watch it.
I think, and people would be shouting at me and going, watch it, but it is, like, I don't think comics are awesome, I'm just stupid. I can't process pictures and words at the same time.
You might enjoy graphic novels a bit more, because they're really long.
Well, it's the thing that I, and I think it's kind of like, I hate really over-descriptive writers. I hate being told what people look like or what things are. Not what things are. You have to know what things are. But you know what I mean?
No.
Like, yeah, like...
There was a tree and the tree was precisely 6 feet tall. And,
that's... Yeah. Like, that's why I always... I hated having to study, like, especially British 19th century authors, writers.
Yeah.
Was so bad for that. And that's why a lot of my favourite writers are kind of, like, mid... to early 20th century American, because they were like, no description, and I'm like, yay!
I'm trying to find some of my comics so I can show them to you. Because if you ever actually look at the composition, like, you appreciate art, right?
But the thing is that
look
look
at this art.
I know, it's awesome.
She's got tattoos.
Yeah.
And a skull.
Because that's the thing, I'm not saying it's bad or something, it's just that I'm stupid and I can't appreciate it at the same time as reading words.
I really love the art, because I'm really into certain artists who, as it turns out, now all do comic books.
Well, there you go.
So I'm kind of like, well, this has worked out nicely for me.
But you're a much more, you can draw and things like that, and I'm just like, what is art?
One of my favourite artists is now doing a run of Hellcat, which is, have you seen Jessica Jones?
No.
Then... never mind.
But I recognise Hellcat.
Hellcat is basically Marvel. There was this sort of like girls comic back in like the 50s or whatever.
Yeah.
Called Patsy and I think it's Hedy.
Oh god, that sounds awful.
Or Hedy? I'm sure it's Hedy. Anyway, and it's kind of one of those like, you know, like girls comics back in the 50s where it's like the worst that ever happens is one of them falls over on the beach.
Yeah.
But like Patsy and Hedy have this rivalry. They're like frenemies. And Hedy's like, oh, look, I spilled water on your book. Ah, I'm so evil. And then Marvel bought it and turned Patsy into a superhero, which is like such a mad thing to do.
That's a pretty awesome thing to do.
Oh, this kind of terrible but kind of sweet girls comic. We'll turn it into an actual Marvel comic. And now, you know, she's doing a modern run of that, which is really cool.
Because
she's
awesome.
She's basically just like a normal person who then got cool powers. That's all superheroes, isn't it? anyway, it'll be fun,
but
probably.
I feel like it's kind of wasteful because my dad is really into comic books and he has a massive collection.
I mean, that would take you ages to read.
Yeah, and I've tried, and it's not so much, it's not, it's more that, the same as that, it's just going to make me sound really weird.
Yeah.
I watch movies every now and again, but I rarely sit down to watch a movie because...
they take so long.
No, they don't take long enough.
Oh.
And then it's over. I prefer a series because then I can, like, sit there for, like, hours on end and be like, yes, okay, I get it.
But it's the difference between, like, eating a packet of crisps and eating a whole box of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're in the mood for spaghetti.
Yeah.
But you have to do it in little bits. Whereas a packet of crisps is just enough. Just enough to keep you going. That's
I don't know what is wrong with me because it's such a waste of thing. And I've tried loads of different... I remember I used to read the Asterix comics as a kid. I did enjoy them, but
I liked those.
The way I'd always read them was I would go through all the words and go back and look at all the pictures.
No, that's wrong. That's bad.
Exactly. That's wrong. And it's probably I just fucked it as a kid and now I'm permanently fucked it.
You're the worst.
But it's like I saw a thing on Twitter and it was like, oh, books are dead. Long live comics. And it's like, that's not the case, is it? They're very separate
things.
Internet
people always think that other people on the internet represent everyone
in
the world. Like at the moment, okay, they're going, oh, the most searched candidate in the US elections is Bernie Sanders. And it's like, no, the most people on the internet are young people and they like him. It's not representative of anything, really.
So and it's chill, like, internet people. Yeah, I don't understand because they're such different things.
Yeah.
It's like going, I don't know, rock and roll is here. Goodbye, you know, kind of...
jazz music.
Yeah, it's like, no, they're very... They branched off at one point, and they're both doing their own awesome things.
It just means that in 50 years, people will only read books in smoky clubs, just like jazz.
Well, I mean, that's what I do now. But that's... I just put on a, like, dry ice in my room.
Yeah.
And then sit there, because I don't smoke.
And then people, like, go to these clubs, and there'll be someone on stage... just slowly reading through a book, and they'll be like, yeah!
Did I ever tell you about how I was in Copenhagen once visiting family, and me and my dad, who was with me, ended up in a poetry spoken word club. It was...
That sounds like okay. the wankiest
thing. Oh, yeah, it was, right. So basically, my one of my cousins was going to this thing, and a bunch of them were going along. It was some famous Danish poet. I have no idea, because I'm not Danish. I don't speak Danish.
I'm not into Danish poetry.
Well, I like poetry, but, you know, not enough to go to a club and be like, ah, yes, I see.
The poetry.
And then, and basically, so we went along thinking it would just be like, I don't know, just, you know, it would be... You know, I don't know what we were thinking. We were quite drunk. And so we went along. And if anyone is familiar with the Fast Show and the Jazz Club sketch, it was literally that.
Oh.
It was literally that. And my dad speaks Danish, but is because he doesn't get to speak it often, is a bit kind of, you know, rusty at it.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to translate to me. And it was this old guy wearing, like, a fedora on stage with, like, a bunch of jazz musicians around him playing, like, doo-loo, doo-loo. And he was just like, that's French, but you know what I mean? Yeah. And he was just like, and, like, me and my dad just completely lost it. And just, couldn't, like, and you know when you get the giggles?
Yeah.
You get the giggles.
Oh.
And then, like, my cousin was trying to explain it to me. He was like, okay, so now he's on a train. Wait, no, he's looking out the train window. No, he's looking at a train. And I was just, oh, God.
That's a train. There's something about a train.
Something about a train. I don't know what it represents.
It sounds like me, like, doing a French exam where I'm like, a train? He's in the train. He's outside the train. He's on the train? He's in the train. I don't know.
Sur la train.
On the train? In the train? I don't know.
He's, oh, my God, he's underneath the train. Someone help him.
That's some good poetry.
Yeah.
We should have done that. That's poetry right there.
I should have got up on stage and just taken the mic from him.
On the train. In the train. I am the train.
I am the train.
Everyone will be like... Except you probably don't clap in poetry clubs.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
It's the last time I go to jazz / poetry reading.
It probably
In another language as well. So I have no idea what's going on.
Holly.
Yeah, that was a bad mistake.
Next question.
Aaron Hamilton continues. What shows / shows are you currently watching?
I started like 4 different shows at the weekend.
Cool.
I started Luther, House of Cards, Friday Night Lights, and something else.
Oh, those are all ones that I need to watch, and I haven't.
Well, you can start with me. I'm only like 1 episode into all of them.
Yeah, I really want to give Luther a go. It's supposed to be amazing.
Basically, Luther, he gets angry. House of Cards, he gets angry.
Yeah.
And then Friday Night Lights, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
It's something about sports, and I'm not even sure what sport.
Okay.
American football.
Did you call it America football?
America football! No, it's like, I think it's American football, but I wasn't really watching very closely. And everyone just seemed really pissed off. So I don't know.
Oh my God, Aaron Hamilton did another tweet going, current favourite game, most memorable game, worst game you have played. Here is a few to get you started.
Okay, current favourite game, story of seasons.
Yeah.
What was the next one?
Most memorable game.
Paper Mario, 1000 Year Dog.
Cool, I'll go
that's
for...
That's always my answer.
Wind Waker, because that's my generic...
It's pretty good.
...good answer. Okay, worst game you have played. Oh, God, there's a few. I remember, because I really liked The Sims, obviously, as most people did. I was obsessed with The Sims 2.
I love The Sims 2.
And my parents got me a game for the Wii, which was, like, Sims Castaway for the Wii.
Oh, my God, I had that on PC.
Yeah.
It must have been so much worse on Wii.
Oh, my God, it made no sense.
Oh.
It made absolutely no sense. It was awful. It looked awful. And I remember trying to play it for ages. And yeah, no.
Did you ever play The Sims? I think it was called Life Stories. So it was like, it was The Sims, but it was completely scripted. So.
Oh, this rings a bell. Yeah. Like, The Sims, I had Sims on the GBA and The Herbs on the GBA, which was like an RPG.
I loved one of them.
I love both of them. I played them way too much.
Busting Out?
Yes! I like
the
that!
The one where you, like...
Busting Out and you start...
It turns out you're an alien.
Yeah,
and
you...
And you're like, what?
Yeah, you're, like, crashing it, like, as a rocket. I played that so much!
I love that game. It had all these mini-games where you had to earn money. The lawnmower game, I was so good at the lawnmower game.
Yeah, I love
I played
it
recently
game.
On an emulator, and I was like, I'm great at this! I'm great!
Oh my God, I loved that game so much.
That was a good game. Not the worst game, but one of the best games.
The Herbs is another one I really loved. It was pretty much, it was that, but set in the city, pretty much. And it was a bit where you go to the bayou and you meet, like, a big crocodile. It was quite cool.
I really like the scripted sim stuff. Life Stories wasn't so good.
I didn't play that one.
There was one where, like, someone cheated on you and it was bad, but then you got to pick between them or something. And there was another one where you were, like, this lonely nerd with loads of money. And then you found love, but then she got crushed by a satellite, and death was like, you can give me all your money to save her, so you had to choose between money or love.
Shit.
But it's The Sims, so you were like, I don't know, take all my money, it's fine.
Yeah, I'll just make some more.
I've got an entire house here, it's fine.
I remember there was also The Sims 2 on DS.
Yeah.
Which was going along those lines. But oh my god, that was a broken game.
I had The Sims 2 Pets, and that game sucked. It sucked so much.
Was it, wait, as in the scripted one or as in the...
It was as in, like, you know, Barbie is a vet, that kind of game.
Oh, I had that one as well!
Yeah.
And you were, like, a vet, and it was so shit.
But you couldn't, like, leave.
Yeah.
It was like, the pets come in, and then your day is done. And you're just like, well, what's The Sims part of it then? Oh, that game sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Any more questions?
Yes. I have them here. Harry Pamely. Mm-hmm. Or is it...
Pamely.
Harari
Palamely.
What do you make of the Pokemon Red / Blue VC remakes coming out soon? Also, game / media are you looking forward to in 2016? Well, Zelda.
Yeah.
It's 2016.
Quantum Break? Really? I can't remember anything else that's coming out.
Yeah. Media? I have no fucking clue. Oh, X-Files! Of course! New X-Files. Later this month.
X-Files. That's good. I can't think of anything I'm looking forward to. But what was the other one? Oh, the Pokemon VC.
Yeah.
So, Virtual Console... I have not played any of it because I'm refusing to use Virtual Console until they bring back Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. That's like my policy. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not doing anything with it.
Bet they're really feeling that.
Yeah. Take that, Nintendo. You closed down my magazine and I'm coming for you.
Okay, just another gaming blog says, if Harvest Moon VR was a thing, would you play it?
Yes.
And then says, great to see you guys are back. Yeah.
Woo. Okay, so Harvest Moon VR. Like, actual Harvest Moon is such a chore sometimes. Like, when you're doing it properly, you need to be fertilizing your crops.
Yeah.
You need to be watering them once, maybe twice if you really want to.
I'm going for twice a day at the moment.
I've got a special thing that makes me...
So do
when
I.
When I water them once, it's twice a day, then it kind of counts. You've got to be brushing, feeding, stroking, and giving treats to your animals and milking them. You've
maybe taking them, like, for walks and playing with them.
I've trained my dog to do that, so I'm cool with that.
Cool.
So you've got to be doing every single one of these things. And then by the time you get to the end of the day, you're like, I have no time for socializing.
Yeah.
Shit. So Harvest Moon VR would be like doing that in real life, so it would be so much slower.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, one turnip.
Also, I feel like that art style up close would be terrifying.
It really would.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, okay, so Harvest Moon Wonderful Life on the GameCube had a more sort of 3D kind of...
Oh, I really...
Not top-down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't like... I always thought they were quite ugly. I don't know.
Like, the girls weren't quite as nice.
Yeah.
I ended up... Because I think that was probably my first proper Harvest Moon game.
Okay.
I ended up marrying, like, the first girl I met. I was like, you'll do. But then I learned that the first one you meet isn't the best one.
Oh, you fool. That's a rookie mistake.
Because in Story of Seasons, it would be Fritz. You wouldn't marry Fritz.
No, God,
he's
no.
Way too easy. He falls in love with you just like that.
Yeah.
It's boring. I've never fell in love with the first one you meet, because they're always just like, generic farm person.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
See, I always loved, because I play them, I've only really got into Harvest Moon on handheld, and so on the kind of Game Boy Advance is when I really got into them.
Mm.
And they had like the most gorgeous sprite art.
Yes. Like, with the mermaid in it.
Yeah.
Mermaid.
And the what? And you know, Friends of Mineral Town and stuff like that. And then the first DS one, which is the one with the mermaid. And they looked so pretty. I kind of wish they would go back to that.
Like with Phoenix Wright, when they did the HD remakes, and I was like, oh, what have you done to all the sprite art?
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Never mind.
Okay.
R.I.P. sprites.
James Alone says, if you were engaged in a Pokemon-style Bowie fight, which Bowie would you choose?
What's a Bowie fight?
As in David Bowie.
Are we fighting?
No, I feel we choose a David Bowie and go, Bowie... I would choose... I know who I would choose.
You're going to go for Labyrinth Bowie?
No.
Interesting.
I'm going for Thin White Duke.
Okay.
Because that was when he was coked out of his mind.
That would make him strong?
I think he'd be feral.
Okay. I'm going to go for...
I mean, he's emaciated. You know, he is a thin, you know...
White
but,
Duke?
Yes. But I feel like he would just be like, you know...
Yeah.
Just go for it.
He'd have, like, long coke nails.
Yeah, exactly. He would have coke nails.
I'm going to go for Bowie in that video he did with Mick Jagger. The one where they're dancing in the street.
Okay.
It's called Dancing in the Street. It's the one where people take the music out of it and it's just like the noise of their feet.
Yeah.
In the street. He looks really happy in that video.
Aww.
And I'd like to like pop him out and he'd be like, hey guys, it's me, Happy Bowie. And I'd be like, yay. That's the Bowie I'm choosing.
Okay, Luke Summerhayes says, hi guys, last time I didn't notice it was the period special and I asked boring questions instead, so I'll try to make up for it. What are the worst misconceptions you regularly hear from men about periods?
So I've been thinking about our period special quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, you know how people joke about how like bears can smell periods?
Yeah.
I don't know if bears can, but I'm pretty sure dogs can.
Well, I think they can smell blood.
Because whenever I've been, like...
on my period.
And then I'm around dogs. Even dogs I don't know.
Yeah, dogs are like, hello.
Straight from my crotch every time. And I'm like, guys, no one's...
I'm sure animals can just smell the blood.
They just smell a thing and they're like, what's that? And you're like, yeah, it's go away.
Yeah.
But that's not a misconception so much as a just a thing I want people to know about for no particular reason.
So remember that.
Yeah. If you see a dog going for a woman's crotch... she's probably on a period. Don't ask her about it, please. That's weird.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. You don't.
That's a misconception.
I don't regularly hear. I don't think there's anything that I've heard consistently that's wrong. I guess kind of the things, kind of like, you know, the kind of arsey comments of, oh, she's probably on her period. That's not so much about periods, but using it as a kind of like, huh, women.
Women have feelings. I mean, generally, like, if you don't already know, they tend to last for, like, about a week, like, 5 days to a week, and they're not just, like, solid, just bleeding.
Yeah.
It's, like, bits.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff is, like, forgetting, like, we covered in the special that there's so much other shit that goes with it, like period poos, like, you know, kind of sometimes, like... I get lots of headaches, or, you know, there's lots
my
of...
my skin hurts.
Yeah, skin hurts.
I get from my mum. Oh. Thanks, mum. Yeah, she messaged me, and she was like, I didn't know that was a thing. We're not alone. And I was like...
You've inherited my freaky thing.
It's kind of weird to be, like, teaching your mum about her period symptoms. Yeah. But, you know, you're welcome,
that's
mum.
Quite good.
I mean, you're not welcome. Thanks for giving me, like, a really awful symptom. It's horrible. Like, my skin hurts, and I'm like, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
Ow, ow. It doesn't hurt right now.
I just get the boob thing.
The boob thing.
Really sore boobs.
Yeah, but they just fall off. They just go plonk down. And then you're like,
oh,
and I'm
no.
Like, no.
I saw a thing and it did make me laugh today where it's like, well, your boobs hurt for no reason. And you're like, what is it, girls? Is someone trapped down the well? What are you trying to tell me? Is it going to rain? But yeah. Luke Summerhayes also continues, what's the one piece of advice you wish you could give to men to help the ladies in their life when they're dealing with periods? I don't know, everyone's different.
Yeah, I've had different ways of dealing with periods. So, like, some days, and very rarely, I'm curled up weeping.
Yeah.
And, like, guys aren't very good at dealing with that in my experience. They're kind of like, what do I do? Pat, 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 pat. Yeah. And you're like, make me pour water bottle.
Yeah.
So, like, just be really nice to me.
I don't know, I don't know. Because, again, everyone's like, because sometimes I get annoyed if I'm kind of feel like I'm being like too pandered to, it's like, oh, stop it. But then there are times I'm like, can I have a cup of tea?
I asked to be tucked in the other day, so.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I was like, it's cold, can you tuck me in? And he tucked under my feet. Aww. Which is so cute.
Oh, that is cute. Okay. Sam Smith asks, what colour is my soul? Black.
Trick question. Sam doesn't have a soul.
Good one. Okay. Yeah. Joseph Nielsen. Yeah. How unbelievably awesome is that person who got you the new mic? We should say, hopefully this sounds a lot better because we're now using a fancy new mic, and I should say...
bought by Joseph Nielsen.
Yes, thank
you. TM.
Thank you to my brother who got me it for Christmas, which was a really great present.
You know what I got for Christmas?
What?
I got a Christmas present from my brother yesterday.
Oh!
But it was a board game that I really wanted. So
oh, that's cool.
Phil doesn't listen to this, but thank you, Phil. I'm really looking forward
wherever
to playing
you
it.
Wherever you are.
Because we're going to play it together.
What's the game?
It's called Fun Employed.
Ooh.
It's basically like Cards Against Humanity, but more interesting because you actually have some input into the game. Cards Against Humanity is just like, putting down a
there's a thing
dick on it. Yeah, like, you haven't really done anything.
Though. Yeah.
But fun employed is like you have cards that say which job you're going for, and then I think you get a hand of cards that say things you have to play out while you're in the job interview. So it'll be like time traveler, always late.
Ooh, it's like improv. Yeah, it's like exactly. Whose line is it anyway?
And you have to reveal the cards as you kind of play them.
Oh.
So we'll see what it's like, because I've never played
I had a friend at school who was amazing at stuff like that. He was basically, he's a really good writer and very talented person, but basically people used to just dare him to, like, because he was always asked in English to stand up and read something. And so they would be like, okay, you have to fit in this, this, and this into your essay.
Yeah.
And, like, he would do it every time, no matter how obscure. And the teacher would always be like, that's very interesting. I've never thought of how, you know, of how a cactus can be brought into, you know, into Brideshead Revisited and stuff like that. And it's like, how are you doing this?
I once fit in the word pregnant into my A-level general studies exam. I got 100%, so they clearly didn't mind.
Pregnant isn't that... What?
It's not that weird when you're, like, doing general studies. I think I said something was, like, pregnant with meaning, which is a weird phrase to use when you're, like, 17.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I think I also fit in, like, mushrooms or something, but I don't remember how. Yeah.
Was the question about pregnant mushrooms?
How did you know?
Right, we should probably wrap it up because we've gone slightly over our usual allotted time.
Made
so.
Up for Christmas.
Yes. And so, yeah, we should say you should follow us on Twitter at @toku_podcast.
Don't forget the underscore.
I'm @Nielsen_Holly.
I'm @HowNotToDraw, no underscores. Don't type in no underscores because that brings you over the character limit.
Also, like us on Facebook.
Toku Podcast,
Instagram,
Toku Podcast,
Tumblr,
Toku Podcast.
Remember to rate and review us because that's always really good.
Yeah, and you can review our podcast special, period special. We'd really like that because we've had a lot of
feedback. Really nice feedback.
It's all been to our face, so it doesn't count.
Yeah,
just write it on iTunes. Otherwise,
we don't care about people talking to us to our face. It has to be online or it doesn't count.
We want iTunes to know that we're good.
Yeah.
They we need to get those on our door and being like, why do you exist? So, you know.
Also, remember to tell your family, your friends, your pets to listen. I'm
trying to think of what else there is. Husbands, wives,
loved ones?
Strangers.
That covers a lot. Strangers.
Yell at strangers.
Shout it.
Yes.
Scream it.
What would they scream?
Talker podcast!
Periods!
Yeah, periods. Do that as well. But yeah, we should say bye now.
Bye now.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.